Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at Greenbuild 2012 in San Francisco, and I'm in the Crossville booth with Lindsay Ann Waltrip, the Vice President of Marketing. Lindsay Ann, how are you doing?
I am great. This is a really great show to be at.
Let's talk about that for a minute, because Crossville was the first ceramic tile company to ever attend Greenbuild, and you've been coming ever since. I think this is the 11th Greenbuild, and you started on the second one. So you guys have been supporting the show for a long time. It's been good for you, hasn't it?
It has been. We have such a strong sustainability story and one that's unique in the industry. We just have to make sure we're constantly getting that message out. This is just another avenue to do that with people who are very engaged in what we have to offer that's a differentiator.
You know, a lot of people say that made in the USA is the new green, and you've got that down, don't you?
We do, definitely. I always, when people say, oh, well, where do you make your product? Good old Crossville, Tennessee. And they're fascinated by that there's a huge manufacturer up there doing these projects and some really beautiful things that are just coming off of the mountain there.
So I know you've been with the company a little over a year. Did you come to Greenbuild last year?
I did not. I started just a few weeks before Greenbuild, actually, and stayed where I was to just basically figure out where everything was in Crossville.
And you've recently gotten married since I've seen you last, right?
I did. I got married Labor Day. Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank
you. Let's go back. In the space here, I noticed you have a toilet. Tell us about that.
We do have a toilet here. You know, we've been talking about Tile Take Back and our program with Toto now for over a year. But what I love about this show is it's the first time that all the players in Tile Take Back have actually been together. So Toto's here talking about our partnership. SCS, which has actually certified all of our processes, both for our Tile Take Back program and for Green Squared, is also here. So we kind of have a trifecta of people telling the story that we all have and the commonality between it. And I think that really has a lot of impact. It definitely gives more visibility to what it takes to make the process happen and how we're all very heavily invested in it from a sustainability point of view.
And I noticed that you have a little bit of a different look here that you've been evolving through this year. Talk a little bit about how you're kind of moving the identity of Crossville.
Well, you mentioned Made in the USA is the new green, and for us it's definitely a huge differentiator, the fact that we are privately held, American owned, and do most of our manufacturing in the USA. So we really wanted to capitalize on that. It is part of our unique value proposition. But when people talk about American companies and they talk about Made in the USA, a lot of, especially with Tennessee, you get rather unpolished images in your head, you know, apple pie and hoedowns and bales of hay, and that's not us at all. We're incredibly sophisticated in the products that we make and the way that we make them. So we really wanted to capitalize on that story and do it in a way that speaks to the design community and inspires them in their surroundings in a way that says high style quality product.
All right, this floor that you're featuring, since this is audio, people can't see it. It's neutral, off-white. Talk a little bit about that.
It is part of a brand new series that launched this week, actually, called Limestone. There's gorgeous natural limestone that's mined around the world, and that's not always the most sustainable thing now, is it? So we actually have launched this collection, taking the best looks like a Lipica and a San Andrea and a Pierre Brun, and recreated that into our American-made certified porcelain tile. And this is what we call a hybrid product. You know, a lot of people know Crossville as commercial, but we do a lot of residential work as well. And in this particular line, we're offering some new sizes, some shapes, things like that, to really help capitalize on a residential offering, because it would be beautiful in everything from an office to a Tuscan-looking kitchen. So we wanted to make sure we didn't miss the mark on it in our offering.
I noticed the way you've got it installed here. We hear about the trend of everything going to larger format, but you've actually got a nice little design in the way you've laid this out. You've got large format and then almost strip format laid out here.
I think when you get into a lot of these more neutral, understated products, you really have to build visual interest with size and shape. That creates your texture. And by having all of these different sizes in our offering, it makes it very easy to do that. If we didn't have a size that you needed to do that, we can always work through our Get Planked program to make sure that you have lots of different formats to create something fascinating on the floor.
So let me just ask you real quick. I know it's just a couple hours into the show, first day. Who are you seeing mostly at the show?
we are seeing a lot of designers and a lot of architects, and they're asking some pretty serious questions. You know, when you're out here on the West Coast, being green, being sustainable, it's not a small matter for them. They're educated, they're savvy, they're really holding you to your statements and want to get down into the technical details. And that makes me very happy, because it means that it's going to be harder and harder to simply say that you're being green. You're really going to have to prove it, and that's something that we do so well.
Well, again, Lindsay, it's good to see you. I've been talking to Lindsay Ann Waltrip, Vice President of Marketing with Crossville Tile, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.